listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. A man's on the run after a sexual assault in Broome. Police say a jogger has been attacked on Gubbins Road with a woman managing to fight him off before calling for help. It happened around 5:30 this morning and detectives have travelled from Perth to assist with the investigation. 14 kilos of meth have been seized by police in Perth, which has a street value of $14 million. The drugs have allegedly been uncovered in two separate operations. One involved a van which had been driven over from New South Wales. Detective Superintendent John Hutchison says four men and a woman are now facing several charges.
That equates to more than 140,000 hits of methamphetamine on the street. And obviously the impact of that methamphetamine hitting the street, it has a devastating impact on the community as a whole.
The Premier believes it's unlikely monkeypox will spread out of control in WA. The first case has been confirmed in Perth. A returned traveller from overseas is now in isolation along with several close contacts. A new vaccine will arrive in WA within days and Mark McGowan is urging other travellers to be careful.
I just urge anyone returning from overseas who exhibits any symptoms to be careful, make sure they don't pass whatever illness they've got on and make sure they monitor for symptoms.
The fight is over for a Tamil family to stay in Australia. They've now been granted permanent visas more than 2 months after they left community detention in Perth to head back to Bilawila in Queensland. In sport, Fremantle has confirmed two team changes for their clash with the Western Bulldogs tomorrow at Marvel Stadium. Darcy Tucker is set to return and Dockers assistant coach Adam Reid says Nathan O'Driscoll will also line up to provide extra speed.
Nathan, you know, terrific runner and plays the wing position really well.
It could be season over for Carlton's George Hewitt due to a persistent back injury. And Brisbane coach Chris Fagan says he's heard nothing about Lance Franklin potentially leaving Sydney to join the Lions.